lift off of that ship. I bet he never ever dreamed we'd have all this.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Investigations is going to help secure tonight's Sugar Bowl, delayed after Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans that left 15 people dead. Authorities are investigating Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the U.S. military veteran identified as the man who drove his rented truck through the French Quarter, killing 15 people.
The first signs of potential ties to ISIS, the scene. The terror group's black flag found in the vehicle. And ABC News has learned he's been divorced multiple times, and there was evidence of financial difficulties. In addition to referencing ISIS, authorities are also aware of videos that appear to have been made as he drove from Texas to New Orleans, where the suspect can be heard allegedly discussing divorce and a desire to kill his family.
ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. One avenue of investigation is whether the attack had any connection to the Tesla explosion outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas Wednesday. This is ABC News. Congress will vote tomorrow on a new Speaker of the House, and Republicans have agreed to a new rules package that would make it harder to oust a Speaker. In New York City, a man accused of shoving a 45-year-old into the path of a subway train is under arrest, says ABC's Nina Pineda.
The suspect, Kamel Hawkins, is 23 years old. He was arraigned and charged with attempted murder and felony assault. Hawkins was known to the NYPD with several prior arrests, including four felonies. On October 12th, charged with assault, harassment, and weapons possession, and in June of 2019, charged in the assault of an NYPD officer.
Sources tell ABC the victim has broken ribs and a fractured skull. Found in Zimbabwe, an 8-year-old boy missing for 5 days from his rural home. The boy apparently wandered through a game park packed with wildlife. He made it about 14 miles from home. Officials say he survived by eating wild fruit and remembering a lesson about how to find water by digging in a riverbed. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, January 10th at 5:45 p.m., Elemental Roots EDU in Arborvita is hosting an all-ages family game night. This is $15 a family, and they invite you to bring your own snacks. You can visit elementalroots-edu.com for more info and to register. Once again, that's happening Friday, January 10th at 5:45 p.m. and continuing to 7:45 p.m. at 136 Swenson Road in Woodruff. How does Wisconsin stack up as a place to retire? Lisa Hale has the answer.
U.S. News and World Report released its list for the 150 best places to retire in the United States. Green Bay tops the list of Wisconsin cities, coming in at 11th in the nation, up from 16th last year. Other Wisconsin cities that made the grade are Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd, down from 64th last year. The organization looked at the happiness of local residents, housing affordability, tax rates, and healthcare quality.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch from 1 week ago. The Nets beat the Bucks last time they played, 111-105. The Bucks looking for some revenge when they meet up again tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, the Packers' top defensive back, Jaire Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is his next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk is catching some big perch on lakes that have a lot of different size structure. He's got a technique for making sure that only the big ones bite, and I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk is fishing some lakes around his place that have a lot of different size structure when it comes to perch, but he's only letting the big ones bite. And how he does this is with an underwater camera. He sends the camera down in a hole that's set up so that he can watch his bait. And when the smaller fish swim up to that bait, he'll just pull it away from them, only letting the bigger fish be the ones that bite. Now, he's using larger spoons, quarter ounce, even half ounce jigging spoons with treble hooks, and he loads those treble hooks up with minnow heads and maggots and wax worms, uses a lot of bait on those treble hooks, and he sends that down, and he says that'll weed out some of the smaller fish too. With a lot of bait on the hook and a bigger size structure to the lure, those small ones don't even bother to bite. But those medium-sized fish will come up, and he doesn't give them a chance to take any of the bait. He only lets the big fish bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although I think we'll see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high 19 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 5 above tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 10 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10. 98Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Yeah, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down. Roll into town, shine the old truck up. Swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box. Then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Me wanna get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row. Watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over. Get a turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy, ride this down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over and get a little closer. You can play my radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Take a little ride with you. Take a little ride with you.
Goodbye, 2024.
Until we meet again. Are you guys ready?
Hello, 2025.
Welcome, everybody.
Happy New Year.
98Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon. With a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume, All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? You gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. He didn't buy, I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one, I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my baby.
if you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Q Country.
She's dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, and that's too bad. Cause she's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times.
And done. 98Q Country. Good Thursday. Feels like a Monday with 98Q. It's good news, though. It's good news because you got a short work week here. Feels like, still feels like a Monday morning. But a Thursday, the 2nd of January 2025. I hope you had a good holiday and a good new year. I found out, I learned something over the new year, that if you tune in all day long on New Year's Eve to a channel, there's probably others that do it, but CNN does it, where at the top of every hour, they go to various locations around the world and show you a fireworks celebration. I think one of the first ones in the morning, I think, was Australia. And then in the afternoon, there was Greece, there was London. I find that if you kind of keep that in the background of your New Year's Eve day, that by the time New Year's Eve rolls around, you're all right going to bed at 9:30. You're like, well, kind of seen a lot of them already. So it's just kind of all right with, it's just like, we saw all the fireworks. I think it was the one in Greece. I think it's just cool to see the different pyrotechnics from around the world. I found a little bit of joy in that. It's just like, oh, it's 1 o'clock. Tune in. Who's shooting off fireworks now? And then you also learn about the time lapses, too, and who's ahead and who's behind and all that stuff, because that can be rather confusing also. So I hope your New Year was a good one. I'll admit the morning guy is recovering a little bit. I didn't go out and party. I didn't do wild stuff. It was just more about my body is suffering from a mild case of atrophy. And for those of you who don't know what that means, is I didn't do nothing. I just a lot of kind of hanging out and sitting around. And I got one of those, I got a Christmas present for my wife, but it's kind of turned out to be one of those that's now kind of mine. I feel a little bit bad about it, but it's a bird feeder you put outside. It's got a solar panel on it, got a camera on it. It's hooked into the Wi-Fi in the house, so it'll take a picture of birds when they come to your bird feeder. So I'm having issues with, I struggled with that for several days because the sensitivity of it. I had it kind of in a part of the house where there was squirrels running around the background, and then the furnace would kick on and the steam from the furnace would come out, and my camera would think there was a bird there. So to sum it up, we've had the camera for about a week, and I have 2 bird photos on my phone right now. That's it. And there aren't a lot of birds at my bird feeder anyway. A lot of people don't have many in the wintertime. But I don't have a whole lot going on there. And I think they're a little bit reluctant to settle into the new bird feeder as is. And also it didn't help for the first, I think, 4 days that I had the bird feeder set up. Anytime a bird would come and land on the bird feeder, the voice... the camera would say, please leave the area, please leave the area. And I didn't realize that until my wife went outside to look at the camera and it started yelling at her. And she said, you realize that when a bird comes to the bird feeder, there's a voice that comes on and a borderline cell phone quality audio that says, please leave the area. And that might be why the birds haven't been coming in. So we're working on that and making that happen. Whatever you got going on, I hope your Thursday is a good one. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment. Double cake drawing tomorrow. If you missed somebody from earlier in the week or over the holidays, we'd love to still wish them a happy belated. Give them a shot to win that cake. 715-762-3221. You can text us through the Wheelway Auto's Civic Media app text line. Just put that app on your phone, hit 98Q, and text us birthdays, anniversaries through the WCQM 98Q Country Civic Media app text line. Again, brought to you by Wheelway Autos and wheelwayautos.com. We'll get to our birthdays after we get our twice an hour news and sports updates.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Investigations is going to help secure tonight's Sugar Bowl, delayed after Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans that left 15 people dead. Authorities are investigating Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the U.S. military veteran identified as the man who drove his rented truck through the French Quarter, killing 15 people.
The first signs of potential ties to ISIS, the scene. The terror group's black flag found in the vehicle. And ABC News has learned he's been divorced multiple times, and there was evidence of financial difficulties. In addition to referencing ISIS, authorities are also aware of videos that appear to have been made as he drove from Texas to New Orleans, where the suspect can be heard allegedly discussing divorce and a desire to kill his family.
It's ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. One avenue of investigation is whether the attack had any connection to the Tesla explosion outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas Wednesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut, it's the annual Butternut Schnur Lake Association Fishery, featuring multiple divisions including a walleye division, a crappie division, a northern division, and a perch division, with multiple prizes for each division. Fishery tickets are $10, and ticket must be presented to register a fish, and the fish must be caught on Butternut Lake on the day of the fishery. There are other fun drawings including a raffle, catch and release, and a participation drawing. Tickets must be purchased prior to the start of the event and can be purchased at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Croix, Bobbers on the Lake, and Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Fish registration begins at 7 a.m. and all fish must be registered by 5 p.m. Proceeds are for the BSLA Fish Stocking Program. Once again, that's happening Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut. Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's the Bucks and the Nets on How Mike Clemens with Sports, a rematch from 1 week ago. The Nets beat the Bucks last time they played, 111-105. The Bucks looking for some revenge when they meet up again tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, the Packers' top defensive back, Jaire Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is his next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, not a whole lot going on today, the first day the kids are back to school for most of our area schools. The Phillips wrestling team, they'll be at Athens today. The Phillips boys and girls will be taking on Abbotsford in a contest today, hosting Abbotsford boys and girls basketball. We'll have girls hoops tomorrow night as the Shawanigan girls will travel to Butternut tomorrow night, and we'll have that for you right here. Game time, 7:15. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for the premier ice fishing derby on the Northwoods, the Butternut Schnorr Lake Association Fisheries, Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake, Lakeview Drive, Butternut. Compete in four divisions, walleye, crappie, northern, and perch, with cash prizes and trophies for the top three catches. Tickets are $10. Kids 12 and under, fish free. Grab tickets now on local businesses. Raffles, 50-50, and ice cold fun and more starts at 7 a.m. on Saturday, January 18th. Be there!
Birthdays, anniversaries. We want to wish some belated birthdays. Tom Sharp celebrated back on the 31st on Tuesday, so happy belated to you. We have Tom, is it? No, Amy. Amy Singer celebrated New Year's Day yesterday. Amy, happy belated to you. Don Carden also celebrated yesterday locally. Happy belated to you, Don. We'll put all of you in for the cake drawing, the double cake drawing coming up on Friday. If you're celebrating on this, the second day of January 2025, you share your day with the actress Kate Bosworth. She was in Superman Returns, Beyond the Sea. Win a date with Tad Hamilton. 41 today for Kate Bosworth. Dax Shepard, the actor from TV's Parenthood and others, is 49 today.
Taye Diggs, the actress, the actor, rather, Taye Diggs, T-A-Y-E, Rent, Chicago, Brown Sugar, 52 today. Christy Turlington, the model, is 55 today. Cuba Gooding Jr., the son of soul singer Cuba Gooding, won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar back in 97 for Jerry Maguire. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 56 today. Todd Haynes, the writer-director from May-December, Dark Waters, Carol, 63 for Todd Haynes today. Who else here? Dennis Hastert, the Republican congressional congressman. He's from Illinois. He was the 59th Speaker of the House. He's 82 today. Jim Baker, the evangelist, still going. He's 85 today. He has had quite a storied career if you watch the documentary about his life. Roger Miller, Mr. Chug-a-Lug himself, Mr. King of the Road, can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Love that one. Roger Miller, born on this day, 1936. He passed back in 1992. Harold Bradley, you know who that is? He's 98 today, a session guitarist and producer. Was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame back in 2006. He joined his late brother, producer and songwriter Owen Bradley, who was inducted in 1974. So Harold Bradley celebrating a 98th birthday today.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although I think we'll see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high 19 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 5 above tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 10 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
98Q Country.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
Yeah.
traveled on. Take the road less traveled on.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army, where he lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the home of the red, white, and blue. Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know I got me a new girl down there in Jefferson City, and she lets me feel whenever I want to. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from. Still the only dancer. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you should know. Oh, by the way, mama, didn't mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that
back to doing dumb shit, and how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you, but anyways, I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know.
Morgan Wallen, 98Q Country. Here we go on a Thursday slash Monday slash your morning guy's very confused. I'm getting old. I'm struggling after the holidays. So I got to bring in some young blood. Greg Gunderson, how we doing, Greg?
Happy Mon Thursday.
Happy Mon Thursday to everyone. 2025. How does it hit you as someone who was born around the turn of the century in that right in that era? How does 2025 hit you today?
See, I'm affected in ways people... So a lot of people who grew up in the 80s or spent a significant portion of their life in the 80s, they'd look at me and be like, "Ah, you don't remember when 1980 was 20 years ago." But I do. That's like kind of when my eyes were opening up to the world. Well, so I was born in 94, so I was six in the year 2000. So Y2K just right over my head, passed me by.
Sure.
But we did receive the Windows 98 Dell around that time. So the world kind of entered our house, and one of my earliest memories, formative memories, was not the computer itself, but playing with the box that it came in. I'm like your average cat. I had more fun with the box than the toy. But because of that, it'd be probably pretty easy to sort of lump me in with the Gen Zers, and I get it to a degree. I think there's a lot of similarities between a lot of millennials and a lot of Gen Z, but if you ask millennials, they look at Gen Z, and it's like, okay, I'm suddenly starting to feel old when I see what kids these days are getting into. Like, I get what my parents were grumpy about now that there's another generation after us to look at that way. And so that's kind of the thing, is that I can't believe that we're in the 20s. We're in the mid 20s. You know, I think of the 1920s, and I think of people who used to talk about the 20s. I also think about the fact that my great-grandmother Hilma, she had a really unique timing to her life. She was born in 1897, and she lived to be 104. I think we've talked about this.
Three centuries.
Yes. Wow. So she touched three centuries. And then I realized, holy cow, I was born in 1994.
You got a shot at it.
Yeah. So I got to hit 106, but I might see every day of this entire century. And that's a quarter of the way over if it's true. And that's terrifying. Holy cow. I've already seen 25 years of this millennium. So have all of us. But I don't know. I think more important to me than you are to me. So it's kind of weird.
Well, I think as I get older, one of the more difficult parts about getting older, other than seeing people die that you've known for a long time, other than that, is just seeing things from that you grew up with in your teens and 20s, even 30s, just be obsolete and just be a memory. From the 80s and 90s, just life is so much different. I understand now why when people get older, they like to share memories of when they were younger, because that was the core of what they were when they grew up. And now, poof, It's just kind of gone. So I get it. I get it now a little bit.
The human experience is absolutely bizarre because I think each one of us deals with the, you know, hanging out with your parents in church after the service is over and just, what do you want to do as a kid? You want to leave. Yeah. You want to leave. There is no, it is a four-word sentence that describes your whole being. You want to leave. And what do your parents do?
Mm-hmm.
They talk. And it's, I don't know when it happens, sometime perhaps in your early 20s, but all of a sudden, there you are talking after church. And it's like, wait a minute, when did that transition occur? When did I care more about what these people have to say than whatever used to pull me back home? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But I know when my parents used to warn me, one day you won't want to leave church so fast. I was like, yeah. No, not going to happen that way. And so too with every kid. So the inevitable next step in the process is that we have a kid and that kid wants to leave. Like, that's got to be the next step of the process, is having a kid who then wants to leave. Like, why is it that if you got the perfect parent-child relationship, imagine you've got the parent and the child who don't exist, the parent who can perfectly teach their child everything and the child who perfectly trusts everything that their parent teaches them. They don't exist, but imagine that. Why can't that work? Why is it that each one of us can listen to our lessons and even accept them? Like, my dad will warn me about a thing for this thing I'm about to do. It's like, okay, cool. I accept that. I listen. That sounds like a reasonable thing. But until I'm in the bottom, until I hit rock bottom and it's affecting me and it's personal and I can be selfish about it, why don't I really get it? It's like, oh, shoot. I understand why he would. Why did he looked really nervous when he warned me about this thing. And I'm really nervous now that it's happening to me. So it's, even that perfect parent relationship, I think, would still result in, oh, crap, now it's happening to me and I get it.
The main reason I wanted to leave church was because the kickoff was at noon.
Oh,
was the big thing. I remember sitting in the car and listening to the radio, thinking to myself, I'm going to miss the kickoff. I'm not going to be able to see the kickoff. Come on, Mom. Come on, Dad. Come on, let's go. Come on.
See, another mark of aging. I go into every football game assuming that I'm going to be late for the kickoff. Okay. And I find that, therefore, I am pleasantly surprised when I get to watch the whole game. And it's not like I have an issue with punctuality. Rachel and I are both very timely people, so we do make it to most kickoffs. But that's just kind of the attitude I've taken since I've turned 30, is like, all right, just assume you're going to miss the kickoff. It'll add a nice little cherry on top of the sundae right at the beginning when you don't expect you're going to get it.
And there is a lot less stress for me watching a football game now, knowing that at any point I can just hit the left arrow and I can go back. Because everybody, unless you are watching through rabbit ears, everybody pretty much has the ability to rewind, and it's there. Whereas when I grew up watching football, if you didn't see it happen right there, it's gone. It's gone. Your brother or someone can tell you about that play, but the chances of you seeing it again on the sports that night at 6 o'clock, and that was the only time you could see it because there was no other place to see it, it was gone. It was just gone forever, in your mind anyway. It was gone.
15 years ago, if you ask somebody how long is the average TV commercial break, they tell you it's about 90 seconds to 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays,
Chuck Woolery, 2 and 2.
Yeah, nowadays it's people don't know because they've never had to race to the bathroom in time. Like, you imagine you've heard shouted from your living room, yeah, you're gonna miss it, it's back on. That hasn't been shouted in any household in this country in the last 5 years.
No, and there's an advantage too. To if you have to use the facility during a game, you just hit the pause on it.
Yep.
It could, because then when you get to halftime, well, you get to just skip right through it, and you know, you can jump ahead at the appropriate time. It kind of gives you a little bit of an advantage there.
Well, and the steady cheapening of technology too, because I remember when people had TiVo, but it was only those kids. Mm. There were like 3 kids and their parents had TiVo.
It cost like $300 for the unit, and it was really expensive.
Oh, and then there was the Hopper for a little while. It was the Hopper made things cheaper and you could do that. But I have always had MapQuest. MapQuest existed before I had a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important for people to say things like that out loud because it's really easy to not confront the fact that, yeah, I've never navigated with a paper map. ever. Mm-hmm. I think I seem like a reasonable individual, at least to a degree. You might look at me and say, yeah, he could read a map. And you're right, I can. But I've never had to in my entire life. And it's really easy to look. Like, I saw a Facebook post the other day. It's just, you want to confuse a millennial, put them with a rotary phone and a manual clock. It's just like, okay, the fact that you shared this Facebook post means that old dogs can learn new tricks and young ones can learn the old ones. Like, this was an octogenarian posting it on Facebook. So it's like, yeah, the gaps between generations, they're not what they used to be,
yeah.
You know, because we all use Facebook.
Yeah, and that's with the turning, getting back full circle now back to what we talked about at the beginning about 2025, and that's kind of what it's all about, is just the realization of the passing of time. The time is passing at the same pace it was last week or the week before, but now the realization, I think that's what New Year does. It kind of gives you a marking point, like, whoa. This year, my birthday, I'm going to be X years old. Everybody thinks about that, about what they're going to be this year, old-wise, and how many years ago it was that fill-in-the-blank X happened. 25 is a pretty solid number. Even the worst of people that got C-minuses in fourth-grade math can take, you know, 1989, well, 25, you know, it's 36 years ago. That's pretty simple math. Mm-hmm. Your mind can compute how long ago that was pretty fast now.
Usually. I mean, and it was really convenient back in 2005 when 1980 was 25. You know, there were really flat, clean numbers. But I think that's one of the silliest things to be able to enjoy. Like, think of generations later where people are going to be born in 2134, you know, and the numbers just aren't clean. And here we are sitting here enjoying it, and they're not going to give a crap because it's not going to be that way again for another 850 years. Like, it's not, the math won't be that easy again until the year 2100. So yeah. No, it's 2025, it's a trip.
My son, born in 2002, I remember when he was born thinking to myself, he's the class of 2020. That's crazy. and that's still, that feeling, that emotion, that memory still lives on even past 2020.
Well, what are they putting up the signs on the highway? I saw was it 2038? Is that what it is?
2038, yeah.
Yeah, that made my knees sore.
The kindergartners this year.
Wow. Yeah. Somebody who made those signs. I picture the person who designed those had an existential moment. Okay, I'm going to sit down for an hour, think about it, and then I'm going to design this sign that says 2038 on it.
Gray Gunderson this afternoon from 2 to 7. Thank you, Gray.
Thank you, Joel.
We've got some news coming up for you in just a moment here on The Morning Show.
New country now.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only live cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98 Q Country.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Never gonna grow up, whoa. Never gonna slow down, whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show, whoa. We were doing it right, whoa. We were coming alive, whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. And auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up, whoa, never gonna slow down, whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show.